both in today's gospel from John and tomorrow's gospel from Matthew, you have this very detailed explanation of what was going on at the Last Supper, especially what was going on in regards to Peter and Judas. Some of the things they were saying, thinking, doing. You could almost make a compare and contrast list between Judas and Peter. Things that Judas said and things that Judas did. Things that Peter said, things that Peter did. I think oftentimes we have a tendency then of putting ourselves in the situation saying, ah, if I was there, if I had been Judas, what would I have done? If I was Peter, what would I have done? Would I have made this bold claim that, Lord, I will lay down my life for you? If I was Judas, would I have been more concerned that Jesus had predicted that I would dip my hand in the morsel with him? What would I have done? But I don't think that's the right question. What would I have done? I think a better question is, what do I do? That every single day, we're given a choice to serve the Lord, to love him, to choose him, to be with him. These things aren't far removed from us. We're given the same option Judas was given. We're given the same option Peter is given. It's not a question of what would I have done. It's a question of what will I do with the day, the gift that God has given me? What will I do for him?